Good morning. We're about to start Klachov Beis in Chayodim, which talks about the halachas of the person preparing himself for Shmoneh Esrei. And I would like to give us a little bit of background to understand what exactly we're trying to accomplish with all of these different hachonas. So there really are two elements we're trying to address. One is the person being able to have the correct focus. Tefillah requires a large amount of kavanah. And we'll talk about what those kavanas are. And therefore, we're going to discuss we want to remove anything which will be distracting and create the optimal circumstances for a person to be able to have proper kavana. And then there's the issue of that tefillah is an act of standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a purpose, there's a proper way to present yourself, a proper way to present yourself in front of the king. So how do we prepare the makom and the clothing that we're wearing for that purpose? So the makom should be something which doesn't have distractions. Our body should be in a state where there's no distractions, so we're going to be able to have the correct kavana, and it should be a proper setting that a person should be able to feel that he's presenting himself to the king appropriately. Talking about kavana, what kavana does a person have to have when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei? So first of all, it's a mitzvah. According to the Rambam, this is a mitzvah deraisa ulo'obta b'chol avavchem. The Rambam understands is the mitzvah of tefillah. The chiyuv to daven is once a day. Midaraisa, the chomer masakin to daven multiple times during the day. Twice mikra, which are chiyuv, and marv was originally a rishus according to the way we paskin, but Klai Yisrael has undertaken marv as a chiyuv, so now it's a neder that Klai Yisrael has undertaken. The Chassam Sofer says that a neder which Klai Yisrael has undertaken becomes binding like a deraisa. So we have to have kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah of the b'chol avavchem according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah of ulo'obda b'chol avavcha means something else. We spoke about this once before. But according to the Ramban, the mitzvah that you fulfill when you daven is in a case where a person has a difficult situation. He has a mitzvah in the Torah to call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu for help. The Pasuk refers to that. It talks about in a situation where that you have the tzara tzarer eschem, the enemy is coming to besiege you, to attack you, and you should blow with the chatzotzros, which Chazal understand means not just the blowing of the chatzotzros, but the calling out of to Kadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah under the circumstances. The Rambam actually brings this pasuk as well in the beginning of Hilchos Tanios, that Chazal were masakin certain tanios to undertake for dangers of in Klal Yisrael. These are tanios of the tzibur, and they were undertaken because the Rambam says if a person does not understand that it's Kadosh Baruch Hu putting him in the situation, he is being an achzor, he is, as it were, being cruel to himself and the people around him, because at the end of the day you cannot be saved from the situation unless you recognize it comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're seeing the world as a cruel world, and that's, and you're reflecting that back, and that's improper. And a person has a chiyuv to call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam quotes the same pasuk as well. So if any person has a situation where he needs a Yeshua, he's fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa as he does this during his Shmoneh Esrei. And we will point out that it's lav dafka during Shmoneh Esrei. Any time that a person would daven during the day that he needs help from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, be it his own personal tefillah in English right before he does something, he will fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the case of necessity, in the case of need. So the first kavanah that a person has to have before he davens Shmoneh Esrei is that he's davening Shmoneh Esrei to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah. So that wouldn't require, but that alone would not require this extensive type of hachana. And there are other kavanas that a person has to have. So we'll talk about the most important one tomorrow, but to add one more point before we finish today, the Rizal says that it's appropriate before a person starts to daven in the morning that he undertakes the mitzvah of, he's mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, that you should love your rea like you love yourself. and thereby he is including himself in Klal Yisrael's tefillos, because he's part of Klal Yisrael. He loves all of Klal Yisrael like himself. Then he says a person should be makabel before he starts davening in the morning, all the way at the beginning of davening. And right before Shemone Esrei, a person should think, according to the Rizal, that I'm including myself together with all of the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael. So all of our tefillos should come together to Kadosh Baruch Hu as one big unit. And the tefillah of Tzibur, we have a haftacha that will not be answered. It will not be ignored. It will be answered. Will not come back. Reikom ein chazes reikom. Will not come back. Reikom. Bershom will, in some way, grant the request. So I'm supposed to undertake, according to the Rizal, that I'm being curl on myself in all of the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael. So before we start Shemoneh Esrei, a person has that thought. According to the Rizal, I'm being curl on myself amongst all of the tefillos of all of Klal Yisrael. Have a good day.